You're listening to the Redfield Arts Audio Podcast.
Welcome to the Redfield Arts Audio Podcast and our monthly series, Old Time Radio Revisited. Once per month, we'll present an important radio drama from the 20th century. On this episode, we present The Fall of the City. And now, your host, Mark Redfield.
Fascism, a form of far-right, authoritarian ultranationalism. This is Mark Redfield speaking. Welcome to the program. Fascism is a slippery word, fraught with meaning, fraught with the weight of history and specificity. Its meaning changes and is nuanced with each incarnation. Fascist leaders copy other fascists and use what is expedient to control the people. We present the audio drama The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish, produced by the Columbia Workshop for the CBS Radio and presented on April 11th, 1937. This experimental radio play was a sensation when broadcast in the spring of 1937 and made an overnight radio star of 22-year-old Orson Welles. The New York Times selected The Fall of the City as one of the best radio broadcasts of 1937. 1937 would see the Hindenburg disaster, Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappear, and the Spanish Civil War rage. At the beginning of 1937, Franklin D. Roosevelt was sworn in for his second term as President of the United States. Steinbeck published Of Mice and Men. The first issue of Detective Comics was published. In the spring of 1937, fascism was on the rise and putting its chokehold on Europe. Mussolini's Italy and Nazi Germany, under the fast consolidation of power under dictator Adolf Hitler, planned to seize more living space for the German people. This will manifest as the annexation of Austria the very next year. And now, The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish, starring Orson Welles and Burgess Meredith, as broadcast on CBS Radio on April 11th, 1937.
The Columbia Workshop presents The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast comes to you from the city. The world has watched with wonder for 3 days. Not for the common occasions of brutal crime, or the usual violence of one sort or another, or coronations of kings or popular festivals. No, but for stranger and disturbing reasons, the resurrection from death in the tomb of a dead woman. Each day for 3 days, there has come to the door of her tomb at noon a woman buried. The terror that stands at the shoulder of our time touches the cheek with this. The flesh winces. There have been other omens in other cities, but never of this sort and never so credible. In a time like ours, seemings and portents signify. Ours is a generation when dogs howl and the skin crawls on the skull with its beast's foreboding. All men now alive with us have feared. We have smelled the wind in the street that changes weather. We have seen the familiar room grow unfamiliar, the order of numbers alter, the expectation cheat the expectant eye. The appearance defaults with us. Here in this city, the wall of the time cracks. We take you now to the great square of this city. We are here on the central plaza. We are well off to the eastward edge. There's a kind of terrace over the crowd here. It is precisely 11:58. The crowd is enormous. There might be 10,000. There might be more. The whole square is faces. Opposite, over the roofs of the mountains, it is quite clear, there are birds circling. We think they are kites by the look. They're very high. The tomb is off to the right somewhere. We can't see for the great crowd. Close to us here are the cabinet ministers. They stand on a raised platform with awnings. The farmers' wives are squatting on the stones. Their children have fallen asleep on their shoulders. The heat is harsh. The light dazzles like metal. It dazes the air as the clang of a gong does. It is 1 minute to 12 now. There is still no sign. They are still waiting. No one doubts that she will come. No one doubts that she will speak, too. 3 times she has not spoken. Now it is 12. Now they are rising. Now the whole plaza is rising. Fathers are lifting their small children. The plume fans on the platform are motionless. There's no sound but the shuffle of shoe leather. Now even the shoes are still. We can hear the hawks. It is as quiet as that now. It is strange to see such throngs so silent. Nothing yet. Nothing has happened. Wait. There's a stir here to the right of us. They're turning their heads. The crowd turns. The cabinet ministers lean from their balcony. There's no sound, only the turning.
First the waters rose with no wind.
Listen. That is she. She's speaking.
Then the stones of the temple kindled without flame or tinder of maize leaves.
They see her beyond us. The crowd sees her.
Then there were cries in the night haze, words in a once-heard tongue, the air rustling above us as at dawn with herons. Now it is I who must bring fear, I who am 4 days dead, the tears still unshed for me, all of them. I for whom a child still calls at nightfall. Death is young in me to fear, my dress is kept still in the press in my bedchamber. No one has broken the dish of the dead woman. Nevertheless, I must speak painfully. I am to stand here in the sun and speak. The city of masterless men will take a master. There will be shouting men, blood after. Do not ask what it means. I do not know. Only sorrow and no hope for it.
She is gone. No, they are still looking.
It is hard to return from the time past. I have come in the dream. We must learn to dream where the crumbling of time like the ash from a burnt string has stopped for me. For you the thread still burns. You take the feathery ash upon your fingers. You bring yourselves from the time past as it pleases you. It is hard to return to the old nearness. Harder to go again.
She is gone. We know because the crowd is closing. All we can see is the crowd closing. We hear the releasing of held breath, the weight shifting, the lifting of shoe leather. The stillness is broken as surface of water is broken. The sound circling from in outward. Small wonder they feel fear. Before the murders of the famous kings, before imperial cities burned and fell, the dead were said to show themselves and speak. When dead men came, disaster came. Presentiments that let the living on their beds sleep on woke dead men out of death and gave them voices.
Masterless men, when shall it be?
Masterless men will take a master.
What has she said to us?
When shall it be? Masterless men will take a master. Blood after.
What has she said to us?
Blood after!
They are milling around us like cattle that smell death. The whole square is swirling and turning and shouting. One of the ministers raises his arms on the platform. No one is listening. Now they are sounding drums, trying to quiet them likely. No, no, something is happening. There in the far corner. A runner, a messenger, staggering. People are seeing him. People are calling. He comes to the crowd. They are quieter. Only those on the far edge are still shouting. Listen. He's here by the ministers now. He is speaking.
There has come the conqueror. I am to tell you. I've raced over sea land. I've run over cane land. I've climbed over cone land. It was laid on my shoulders, by shall and by shan't, that standing by day and staying by night were not for my lot till I came to the sight of you. Now I have come. Be warned of this conqueror. This one is dangerous. Word has outawed him. Eastover Sea Cross has all taken every country. No men are free there. Ears overhear them. Their words are their murderers. Judged before judgment, tried after trial, they die as do animals. Offer their throats as the goat to a slaughterer. Terror has taught them this. Now he is here. I tell you, beware of him. All doors are dangerous. The warders of wealth will admit him by stealth. The lovers of men will invite him as friend. The drinkers of blood will drum in him suddenly. Hope will unlatch to him. Hopelessness open. I say and say truly to all men in honesty, such is this conqueror. Shame is his people. Liquors of spittle. Their lives are unspeakable. They're dying indecent. Wait! I have said to you.
They are leading him out. His legs give. Now he is gone in the crowd. They are silent. No one has spoken since his speaking. They stand so, circling the governors. No one has spoken or called out. There is no stir at all, nor movement. Even the farthest have stood patiently. They wait, trusting the old men. They wait faithfully, trusting the answer. Now the huddle on the platform opens. A minister turns to them, raising his two arms.
Freemen of this nation! The persuasion of your wills against your wisdom is not dreamed of. We offer themes for your consideration. What is the surest defender of liberty? Is it not liberty? A free people resists by freedom. It's not locks, not blockhouses. The future is a mirror where the past marches to meet itself. Go armed towards arms, peaceful towards peace. Free and with music towards freedom. But face tomorrow with knives and tomorrow's a knife blade. Murder your foe and your foe will be murder. Even your friends suspected of false speaking. Hands on the door at night and the floorboards squeaking. Those who win by the spear are the spear toters. And what do they win? Spears. What else is there? If their hands let go, they have nothing to hold by. They are no more free than a paralytic propped against a tree is. With the armored man, the arm is upheld by the weapon. The man is worn by the knife.
I wish you could all see this as we do. The whole plaza full of these people, their colorful garments, the harsh sunlight, the water cellar swinging enormous gourds, the orator there on the stone platform, the temple behind him, the high pyramid, the hawks overhead in the sky, teetering slow to the windward, swift to the downwind, the houses blind with the blank sun on them.
Once depend on iron for your freedom, and your freedom's iron. Once overcome your resistors with force, and your force will resist you. You will never be free of force. Never of arms unarmed will the father return home. The lover to her loved, the mature man to his fruit orchard, walking at peace in that beauty, the years of his trees to assure him. Force is a greater enemy than this conqueror. It's a treacherous weapon. But nevertheless, my friends, there is a weapon. Weakness conquers. Against chainlessness, who breaks? Against wall-lessness, who walks? Against forcelessness, who forces? Against the feather of the thistle is blunted sharpest metal. No edge cuts seed fluff. And this conqueror, unresisted, will conquer no longer. A posturer beating his blows upon verdicts shifting his guard against shadows. Snickers will sound among road menders. Titters be stifled by laundresses. Coarse guffaws among chambermaids. And reddened with rage, he will roar. He will sweat in his uniform foolishly. He will disappear. No one hear of him. For there is a weapon, my friend. Reason and truth are that weapon. Let this conqueror come. Show him no hindrance. Suffer his flag and his drum. Words win.
There's the shout now. He's done. He's climbing down. A great speech. They're all smiling and pressing around him. The women are squatting in full sunlight. They're opening packages. Bread, we'd say from the look. Yes, bread. Bread wrapped between corn leaves. They're squatting to eat. They're quite contented and happy. Women are calling their men from the sunny stones. There are flutes sounding away off. We can't see for the shifting and moving. Yes, there are flutes in the cool shadow. Children are dancing in intricate figures. Even a few old men are dancing. You'd say they'd never feared to see them dancing.
That's odd. The music has stopped. There's something. It's a man there on the far side. He's pointing. He seems to be pointing back through the farthest street. The people are twisting and rising, bread in their fists. We can't see what it is. Wait. It's a messenger. It must be a messenger. Yes, it's a message. Another. Here he is at the turn of the street, trotting, his neck back at the nape. He looks tired. He winds through the crowd with his mouth open, laboring. The people are offering water. He pushes away from them. Now he has come to the stone steps, to the ministers. Stand by. We're in. Listen. Leaning on the stone. He's speaking.
Let us come to conquer. I am to tell him. I have run over Kwanan. I have climbed over Kwanan. I have crossed over mountains. It was laid on my shoulders by Shell and by Shant. That standing by day and staying by night were not for my luck till I came to the sight of you. Now I have come. I bear word. Beware of this conqueror. The fame of his story like flame in the winter grass widens before him. Beached on our shore with the dawn over shoulder, the lawns were still cold when he came to the sheep meadows. Sun could not keep with him, so was he forward. Fame is his sword. No man opposing him still grows his glory. He needs neither foeman nor fixed set of blows to gather his victories, nor a foe's match to earn him his battles. He brings his own enemy. His baggage is with him, his closet antagonist, his private opposer. He's setting him up at every road corner, a figure of horror, with blood for his color, fist for his hand, reek where he stands, hate for his heat, sneers for his mouth, clouts for his clothes, oaths if he speak, and he's knocking him down in every town square till hairs on his blade and blood's all about like dust in a drought. And the people are shouting, flowers him flinging, music him singing, and bringing him gold and holding his heels and feeling his thighs till their eyes start and their hearts swell. And they're telling his praises like lays of the heroes and chiefs of antiquity. Such are his victories. So does he come. So he approaches. No man to conquer, yet as a conqueror marches he forward. Stands on your mountains, soon to descend on you.
That touched them. That frightened them. Some of them point to the East Hills. Some of them mock at the ministry. Freedom. Freedom for what? To die in the rat trap? They're frantic with anger and plain fear. They're sold out, they say. You can hear them. Down with the government. Down with the orators. Down with the liberal learned minds. Down with the mouths and the loose tongues in them. Down with the lazy lot. They've sold us. We're sold out. Talking is done for us. They're boiling around us like mullets. It smells sharp. We can't move for the mob. They're crazy with terror.
Voice over the crowd somewhere. They hear it. They're quieting down. It's the priests. We see them now. It's the priests on the pyramid. There might be 10 of them, black with their hair tangled. The smoke of their fires flat in the quick wind. They stand in the thick of the smoke by the stone of the victims. Their knives catch in the steep sun.
Send your God, remember.
They're shouting. Listen.
Let the world be saved by surrendering the world. Not otherwise shall it be saved.
Send your gods, remember.
Let evil be overcome by the coming over of evil. Your heart shall be elsewhere.
Send your gods, remember.
Send to your gods. The conqueror cannot take you.
Send your gods.
The narrow dark will keep you.
Send your gods.
In God's house is no breaking.
Send your gods.
In God's silence is sleep is.
Lay up your will with God.
Stones cannot steal you.
Lay up your mind with God.
Blade cannot blind you.
Lay up your heart with God.
Danger departs from you.
It's a wonderful thing to see this crowd responding. Even the simplest citizens feel the emotion. There's hardly a sound now in the square. It's wonderful, really impressive. The priest there on the pyramid, the smoke blowing, the bright sun, the faces.
In the day of confusion of reason, when all is delusion, in the day of tyrants of tongues, when the truth is for hire, in the day of deceit, when ends meet.
Turn to your God.
In the day of divisions of nation, when hope is derision, in the day of the supping of hate, when the soul is corrupted, in the day of despair, when the heart's bare.
A kind of dance is beginning. A serpent of people, a current of people, coiling and curling through people. A circling of people through people, like water through water.
Out of the stir of the sun, out of the shout of the thunder, out of the hush of the dark, we draw the heart.
It's on the shore from her bare breast. They are giving her flowers. Her mouth laughs. Her eyes are not laughing.
We love the love here. It is all the corn bearer. Leave the mark in the mark. We draw the heart.
She's coming. The drums pound. The crowd shrieks. She's reaching the temple. She's climbing it. Others are following. 5, 10, hundreds are following. Crowding the stairway. She's almost there. The crowds are calling. She looks back. The priests are surrounding her. Wait. Wait, something has happened. One of the ministers, one of the oldest, the general, the one in the feathered coat, he's driving them down with a stamp of a banner. He's climbed after them, driving them down. They're shouting and yelling enough that they're going.
Men.
He's telling them off, too.
Oh, men.
You can hear him.
Men, all men, listen. Lift your neck on your neck bone. The knife will wait in the pit for you. There is a time for everything. Time to be thinking of heaven. Time of your own skin. Half your eyes for the windward. Do you see smoke on those mountains? The smoke is the smoke of towns. And who makes it? The conqueror. And where will he march now? Onward! The heel of the future descends on you.
He has them now. Even the priests have seen it. They're all looking away here to the east. There's smoke, too, filling the valleys like thunderheads.
You are foolish, old men. You ought to be flogged for your foolishness. Your grandfathers died to be free. And you juggle with freedom. Do you think you're free by a law like the falling of apples in autumn? You thought you were safe in your liberties. You thought you could always quibble. You can't. You take my word for it. Freedom's the rarest bird. You risk your neck to snare it. It's gone while your eyeballs stare. Those who'd lodge with a tyrant, thinking to feed at his fire and leave him again when they're fed, are plain fools. Our bred to it, brood of the servile races, born with a hangdog face.
They're all pointing and pushing together. The women are shouldering baskets, bread, children. They smell smoke in the air. They smell terror.
Children, and doing the strong man's will. The free will fight for their freedom. Their free men first. They feed Negro bats for their free men. Everything else comes after. Wolves, roof, wrath, even the sky and the life of it.
The sun is yellow with smoke. The town's burning. The war's at the broken bridge.
You, are you free? Will you fight? There are still inches for fighting. There is still an itch in the streets. You can stand on the stairs and meet him. You can hold in the dark of a hall. You can die. Or your children can crawl for it.
They won't listen. They're shouting and screaming and running. The square is full of deserters with more coming. Every street from the bridge is full of deserters. They're rolling in with the smoke blowing behind them. The plaza's choked with the smoke and the struggling of stragglers. They're climbing the platforms, driving the ministers, shouting. One speaks and another.
The city is doomed! There's no holding it! Let the conqueror have it! It's his!
The age is his! It's his century!
He's one man! We are but thousands!
Who can defend us from one man?
Bury your arms!
They're throwing their arms away. Their bows are in bonfires. The plaza is littered with torn plumes. Spear handles.
Masterless men! Masterless men must take a master!
Order must master us!
Freedom's for fools! Force is the peasantry! Freedom has eaten our strength and corrupted our virtue!
Men must be ruled!
Fools must be mastered!
Vigor and fast will restore us our dignity!
Chains will be liberty!
The last defenders are coming. They whirl from the streets like wild leaves on a wind. The square scatters them. Now they are fewer. 10 together are 5. They come with their heads turned, their eyes back. Now there are none. The street's empty, in shadow. The crowd is retreating, watching the empty street. The shouts die. The voices are silent. They're watching. They stand in the slant of the sunlight, silent and watching. The silence after the drums echoes the drumbeat. Now there's a sound. They see him. They must see him. They're shading their eyes from the sun. There's a rustle of whispering. We can't see for the glare of it. Yes? Yes? He's there in the end of the street in the shadow. We see him. He looks huge, a head taller than anyone, broad as a brass door. A hard hero, heavy of heel on the brick, clanking with metal, the helm closed on his head, the eye holes hollow. He's coming. He's clear of the shadow. The sun takes him. They cover their faces with fingers. They cower before him. They fall. They sprawl on the stone. He's alone where he's walking. He marches with rattle of metal. He tramples his shadow. He mounts by the pyramid, stamps on the stairway, turns. His arm rises. His visor is opening. There's no one. There's no one at all. No one. The helmet is hollow. The metal is empty. The armor is empty. I tell you, there's no one at all there. There's only the metal, the barrel of metal, the bundle of armor. It's empty. They don't see. They lie on the pavement. They lie in the burnt spears, the ashes of arrows. They lie there. They don't see or they won't see. They are silent. The people invent their oppressors. They wish to believe in them. They wish to be free of their freedom, released from their liberty. The long labor of liberty ended. They lie there. Look, it's his arm. It is rising. His arm's rising. They're watching his arm as it rises. They stir. They cry. They cry out. They are shouting. They're shouting with happiness. Listen. They're shouting like troops in a victory. Listen. The city of masterless men has found a master. You say it was they were the conquerors. They that had conquered. The city is fallen.
There's a great and a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around.
The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish. Recorded at the Drill Hall of the 7th Regiment Armory in New York City on April 11, 1937. Broadcast by CBS Radio, a production of the Columbia Workshop. The cast included House Jameson as the studio director, Orson Welles as the announcer, Adelaide Klein as the voice of the dead woman, Carlton Young as the first messenger, Burgess Meredith as the orator, with 200 extras to voice the crowds. The City Has Fallen was directed by Irving Rice, with music by Bernard Herrmann. This program that you've heard is one of the most stirring examples of audio drama recorded. MacLeish took structural ideas from the ancient Greek dramatists and created his contemporary allegorical story, adapting the Greek chorus and orators to radio announcers and contemporary political speakers. The play dramatizes a simple but complex fact, how a people can fall under the boot of fascism. Since its debut on CBS Radio in 1937, The Fall of the City has been recorded several times, published, and performed live through the years. It's quite easy to see, in hindsight, in retrospect, the influence this particular radio play had on a young Orson Welles, considering the radio work that he would do with the Mercury Players and John Houseman, particularly pieces like the War of the Worlds, which used the same conceit of using field reporters and radio as the storytelling medium. To destroy democracy, the fascist tries to destroy it from within and from without. The fascist leader will then try and convince his cult of followers that it is the right thing to do. As I said, the word fascism is a loaded word, heavy with association. But fascism always copies itself from other fascist regimes. Hitler copied Mussolini, and Mussolini was fine with that until the whole master race thing, which caused Mussolini to promptly break with Hitler and celebrate the Mediterranean race, as only fascists can twist and use race as a weapon to divide and rule by hate of another. Democracy isn't easy. Democracy is a fragile living thing. It needs daily, constant care and the participation and attention of all, every one of us. This is Mark Redfield. Take care of yourselves and others. Stay involved. Get involved. Vote. Thank you for listening. Be safe.
Now available on Audible and other fine audio and audiobook retailers. Frankenstein Mobster, starring Daniel Roebuck, Debbie Rochon, and Mark Redfield.
Redfield Arts Audio.
Redfield Arts Audio presents Mark Wheatley's Frankenstein Mobster. The most amazing story of crime ever told. Starring Daniel Roebuck.
You, Twitch Randall, and Hyde. He did it right here. You murdered me.
Debbie Rochon.
My name is Terry Todd, Detective Terry Todd. My father was a good man, a good cop.
And Mark Redfield.
Five smiles. We don't sell talismans in the dead end, no matter what they'll pay. You don't want any monsters to reap talisman benefits, now do we, son?
Monstro City, where monsters live and mobsters rule.
Gentlemen, what you see before you, this sleeping giant swathed in bandages that I have named Frankie, what your eyes see are 4 dead men.
What the hell?
A mad scientist created a better mobster. The Frankenstein mobster. Adapted from the graphic novel written and illustrated by Mark Wheatley.
Get down, Yasmini. They can't start shooting at us.
I can't see. Who is that hanging out the cop car window?
One of him. And better than 20 of us.
It seems I'm neither a monster or mobster.
Stop! He helped Jerry!
See this?
Is that what I think it is? Talisman?
I can get you one. I got sources.
Well, they're illegal.
It's a good luck charm.
An illegal good luck charm.
Cars. How the hell did you get tipped off about this?
Are you okay?
I think so.
Can you run?
I think so.
Run!
Original music score and sound design by Jennifer Rouse. Adapted, written, and directed by Mark Redfield.